complex COVID responses program, which allowed countries to successfully stabilize waves of pandemic in order to ensure uninterrupted medical services. Recommendations for tighter infection control were developed and published for mental, reproductive, perinatal, dental, and other care services. The medications were delivered at home to the beneficiaries of specific healthcare programs by the Georgian Post, who unable to visit medical institutions because of emergency situation and temporary restriction of interurban traffics. Pensions compensations allowance were regularly paid to the target groups. The pensions compensations allowance were set renewed electronically without visit to the social service agency. Therefore, approximately 7,000 families received the allowance without to visit to the agency this period. COVID-19 vaccination national development plan endorsed by the government interagency coordination committee on COVID-19 vaccine implementation has been approved by the decree of government, which stipulates the intention to manage number of different vaccines in national response. With support of WHO, Georgia engaged in COVAX facility and mobilized first doses COVID-19 vaccines within the COVAX in March 2021. After successful negotiation with manufacturers, Georgia obtained a substantial amount of COVID-19 vaccines to ensure required coverage of adult population of Georgia. About 2.5 million doses were mobilized for Georgian population. In parallel, Georgia received donation doses of AstraZeneca vaccines from EU member states, Austria, Lithuania, and as well as Pfizer vaccines from Latvia, Poland, and United States. Date for today's vaccinated with one doses 49% of population and fully vaccinated 41% of population of Georgia. Thank you.
Thank you. And the last question from Mr. Zaiberi was related to translation in minority languages, and I would like to give the floor to the representative from the State Minister's Office.